It's The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde. Earlier this week, Washington's Liquor Control Board issued new recommendations on how to regulate medical marijuana, and that's provoked mixed reactions from medical marijuana patients and advocates. The proposed changes still allow patients to grow pot, but would reduce the number of plants from 15 to 6. The board also wants to eliminate collective gardens and also recommends exempting patients from marijuana sales taxes. Here with one perspective on the Liquor Control Board's decision is John Davis. He's the owner and CEO of two Seattle medical marijuana dispensaries, and he's the executive director of the Coalition for Cannabis Standards and Ethics. That's the state's largest cannabis industry association. Hi, John.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So I want to start by asking you what you like about these recommendations.
Well, I like that the legislature is considering doing something. However, the language of the recommendations is, of course, concerning.
How so?
Well, they seem to want to put the existing medical marijuana, which was voted on by initiative of the people in 1998, under this new system, which was under Initiative 502. However, the new regulations have not, for legalized cannabis, have not yet produced 1 gram of cannabis. There is no distribution system, and the Liquor Control Board would like to put the medical patients under a system that simply at this point doesn't exist. And we in the industry understand the concerns and the problems with forming this industry, and it's going to be challenging to get this industry up and running and a good supply line in place that would actually serve patients.
Of course, it will be up and running. What specifically do you want to see changed?
Well, I would like for them to be talking about having patients use the recreational model in the 2015 legislature, not the 2014 legislature. Let's turn the system on and see how it works and see if it will actually provide supply until we switch it over. Additionally, as you say, limiting the amount of plants that a patient can grow is concerning. 6 is not a lot when you understand exactly what's involved in it. The elimination of collective growth for non-commercial purposes is concerning because not everyone has facilities to do this.
I see.
The expense of the heavy taxation, the ambitious taxation on legal, the 25% on 25% on 25% on 10% taxation, nobody knows how much this cannabis is going to cost.
But doesn't the board recommend, doesn't the board recommend exempting patients from marijuana sales taxes?
Yeah, but it's lacking in specifics.
I have another question, actually. If they go to just 6 plants, how much does that yield per year?
Well, it depends on your setup. I mean, we're talking about patients doing
1 pound, 2 pounds, half a pound? I have no idea.
It depends. I mean, you can grow the plants big. You can grow the plants small. It depends on your techniques, on what type of facilities you have. It takes capital to make larger yield.
Well, then how can you say 15 if you can't estimate how much pot we're talking about?
Well, because it's currently 15, and I've never heard the legislature or the Liquor Control Board articulate how it's not working currently.
Hmm. John Davis, the CEO of Northwest Patient Resource Center. We're talking about the Washington Liquor Control Board's recommendations for how to regulate medical marijuana moving forward into this year when recreational marijuana is legalized. Anything else you don't like about this proposal?
Well, it's just recommendations to the legislature. We have companion legislation that's going to be going through both houses, and so we're going to be working out the details through the legislature. So this is what we consider the beginning of the conversation.
And what are you doing to try to get the Liquor Control Board to change its mind?
Well, it's not up to the Liquor Control Board anymore. It's up to the legislature. These are just recommendations to the legislature. We'll be working with the legislature to make appropriate changes.
And are you hearing anything positive from legislators at this point?
Some. And as I say, we have two other bills that we're going to be moving through concurrently, so to try to keep the conversation positive for patients.
All right. John Davis, thanks so much.
Thank you.
He's the CEO of Northwest Patient Resource Center. Once again, the Liquor Control Board has issued new recommendations on how to regulate medical marijuana in Washington State. You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde with Marcy Silman.